And we are live. It is the 5th of July, and it's the Coffee House Chronicles with Ritesh in Bangalore, or Bengaluru, as you call it now. I still have the old name in my system. Ritesh, lovely warm summer's day with, no, monsoon, I suppose, yeah?
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, so a little bit wet and breezy, yeah, but... Okay, so what are we going to talk today? We are going to talk about if time and money were in abundance, and you could do as you wish, when you wish, how you wish. We can dream a little bit. Whether it's good to dream is another question. But let's start with the first question, just to set the discussion going. So imagine if you, Ritesh, had unlimited time, so 24 hours a day, unlimited time and unlimited money for just 1 year. So from today until the 4th of July, 2026, what do you think your days would actually look like from the moment you wake up to the moment you fall asleep?
Yeah. I think I am influenced by some of the discussions I had with my friends and watching videos or something. Generally, if I have enough money and time, I don't have to depend on anything, then I would like to travel. Okay, so most of the people, and during our college days, we used to discuss something like this. It's kind of in classroom, when you don't have a class and you are chit chatting, then this type of questions had come, and we discussed. So most of the times, it's about traveling, free, seeing the places, going without, if you don't have a constraint, going all the places, looking at. Because it is like to go and see, explore things. The more I can go and explore and see, and still I believe that if I have given this opportunity, I will go and roam around. Not I have a desire to even go in India. There are so many places that I have never been, and those are very like people from around the world, they come and see those places. The state I belong to, like I have never been so many good places. We have very few places, but those are ancient historical things that I have never been. During COVID time, after COVID, I was working from home. That time I went solo. Some few places with friends. So for me, I will choose to, if I'm not thinking anything else, I will choose traveling, going the place, exploring the things.
Okay. If you were to, sorry, yes.
Yeah, but if I will apply my mind, and if I'm not thinking on my own thing, and I want to become a person having thinking, like applying my mind and doing this abundant opportunity I have. The money is unlimited, the time. So I will try to create some certain things, maybe institutions, doing some reforms that can, money can only help in that area. Okay. The one thing will be building. If I look at problems in my place, the place I belong to, I see people are going out of state to get jobs, get educations. So in that scenario, I will be building maybe if I have unlimited resources, then factories, and more important, schools, colleges, higher education colleges. We have low primary schools, secondary schools. As we go up the higher educations, the institutions, universities are there, but they are the namesake. They don't have better, good libraries. They don't have better labs. So if I'm applying in mind and not looking at my own interest and having this abundant money, then I can spend on those things. But if I don't care all these things, I would love to travel, go around the world and see.
So one side of you is the traveler and the explorer, and the other side is maybe the philanthropist, investing in your own community to help others to be better educated, etc.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a nice balance. If we go on to the second side, maybe we come back to the travel in a minute, but let's look at the philanthropy bit. What is there that you have always wanted to create or explore, but told yourself, well, maybe later? Yeah, so for a case in point, you live in an area, and this is a classic. So I lived in London for 6 years, and I've always wanted to go to the British Museum, and I kept saying, well, tomorrow's another day, tomorrow's another day. And then I left London, and many years later, it was my daughter who wanted to see a particular exhibition. And she dragged me in, and I was living in Germany at the time, so I actually went from Germany to London to go to the British Museum. So we keep pushing things down the road, and you've always maybe wanted to create something or explore something, and you said, "Oh, tomorrow's another day." So the question here is, what if later is now? You've got all this time, all this money, and later is now. Is there something you've always wanted to do or create or explore?
Okay, so first explore part, I will say. So when I was in high school, I can say like middle high school, that time I was more focused on a study. I was very less interacting with these friends, going out, chilling out. Like chilling out means after co schools, people will not go somewhere and just the discussion, like the topics people used to discuss. I never got this. Like I was more focused on study. As soon as we used to have bell in the school, every hour they will pour, and the lunch time will happen. I will go directly home, have food, then will come, and it was a routine kind of thing. I was not thinking beyond that. When I went Patna for preparing for JEE, there was a lot of we have a Ganges River, Ganga River. There were some places like there will be a historical place. The place I'm living, it's hardly 1 hour to go and see. I've never seen that place. Because I was more focused on study, going to the tuition, we call it coaching, and reading, coming back home, preparing food, and it was a routine. And I never went to see those places. I had mind that I will get some opportunity, like time after study, and I never did. As soon as I finished that one, I gave some exam in Bangalore, and I got a seat in the college. And we had opportunity to get a good college. I have to prepare for one more year, but I didn't do because it was wasting our time. And it was actually from my brother. Either you waste 1 year or you can get a college and move. So I got a college in Bangalore. So that is still pending. I never went to those places. Okay, it's like taking a boat in the Ganges River, roaming for an hour. Okay. And money, it was not a problem that time. It's just hardly, you are not going alone, you are booking a boat for yourself. It's like a common, you can go and roam around. I didn't do it. When I came to college, it was like a school, first 2 years. I did same thing. My classmates, they were going out, chilling, like weekends, they will bunk the classes. Sometimes they would try to do mass bunk, means teacher is there but no one is in the class. And sometimes I will go in class, they will start scolding me that why you are going. If no one is there, then blame is not on anyone. And if one person is there, the blame is going to. So I did explore with some places, but I missed few places that I still have not gone. Because all of my friends, they say that our the play persons I'm living with, or they have been there, so it's not point for them to go. During COVID time, after COVID, I came back Bangalore. No one is there, and I was feeling lonely, alone. Before I got to call with you, before that, I tried so many times to roam, go solo near to Bangalore. It's like if you are staying in Bangalore, every places have bus. You can go take a bus, go and like for a few hours journey, and then you come back. I did tried once one place, and few places I left and I never went. And I have so many desire, like historical facts. I want to see those places. I've heard that place is good. Nowadays, what I'm doing, I'm going with groups, sometimes with my company people, they are planning some outings. I'm going. But my own, the places that left, still I have not been there. I go several times. Every time I'm going home, I go Patna by flight. And I can go those places, but still not going because I have to catch my bus to my hometown. And so those things are missing. And I did once. I went Varanasi solo during COVID time. So I took a train. I went directly from that place to Varanasi. I went to on the bank of Ganges River, Ganga River. There is a place there where people get cremated. We burn people, right? And I heard or I watched one video. It was very sad moment. I had people were dying and all. After that, I see that we desire so many things. What I'm doing all these things because we want to preserve certain things. I want to get certain things. But what if the life is not there? Okay, so if you go that places, you see that people are dying, and that time you feel that the death is certain, nothing is certain. Okay, and you know that today I'm alive, maybe tomorrow I don't know. Okay, and so that you do things. So I went alone, I roam around alone, and I booked not everything is available. I had money because I was earning, and that time it was nice to go and roam around. And if you see Taj Mahal, I've never been. The north part of India, I've never been, like so many places that it's near to my house. Like I need only 5 6 hours to travel by train, and I've never been. I have seen people who are earning less. They are traveling the places, but it's a self constraint. I say that you are saying that other day I can do. I have resources. I can do things. But the time will, I don't know, the time will come. And I have some library in Patna, that old libraries, they have historical things, historical significance. And I've never been that places. And when I read, I always say that I will go that place. I will go Patna. I will stay one day while going back home and explore those things. But I'm not going.
I think it's a question of perspective sometimes, or how you frame these things. And I remember, I can't recall in which context this was, but let us say there's a person, and this person visits their parents once a year, and there's two ways of looking at it here. So I've got. And their parents are his parent their parents are elderly, so you can say, well, at the best calculation, I have another 10 years where I can visit my parents. But if you repackage it and reframe it, you could say, well, I've got another 10 times that I can visit my parents. And all of a sudden, the time and the opportunity shifts, because 10 years sounds like a very long time. But if you take the years away and just multiply it by the number of opportunities, then 10 times is incredibly short. You don't have that many opportunities. And that is a very powerful way of framing something like that. But it is something in our DNA, where we sort of just kick things down the road, and because tomorrow is another day. On this topic, so starting today, on the 5th of July 2025, you have this opportunity until the 4th of July 2026, where you have abundance of time and abundance of financial resources. And you go down this road and say, well, actually, no, it's okay, tomorrow's another day. I'm not going to do it. And you arrive at the 4th of July 2026, and party's over. What part of not having seized this opportunity would you regret, do you think, in 1 year from now?
Well, like everything, I can say that the time you're defining, right? So I think for me, everything I had opportunity to go see the things I desire, okay, explore the things, go and look at the places that I imagine. I remember during one of our calls, I told that the books, some people, the money is constrained and you try to read things, imagine things. I have imagined so many places. So everything will be regret, okay? There are few regrets during college also, okay? I was more focused on study, okay? And we never went certain places that few people go went, and still when we gather together, we discuss those things. I feel missing those places. Similarly, if I had this opportunity, and I will say that I didn't went that place. I wanted to go explore, see that place, and if I'm saying that this opportunity, money, and everything had. And I didn't went and explored. This is the things I will miss more. If you can, I can say that the place, if I want to mention a place, then I can say going in all the continents, like this will I miss. I can say, yeah, this explore thing, I can say that I'm going to miss all those things. If I cease to seize that opportunities.
Now, the world is your oyster. You have all these opportunities, all these chances, everything. You sometimes said, you went on day trips or short short excursions, and you went by yourself, just to get out of the rat race, the routine, whatever. This again is different. So for the next 12 months, who would you bring along for the ride for the next 12 months? Yeah, and what role would this person, these persons, again, you can take as many people as you want, what role would they play in your adventure together?
Okay, so now I'm not thinking beyond my wife.
Good answer, that one, I think.
Okay, so I like for me the 1 year I feel that I will be going with my wife, exploring things, and what I have noticed like it's not like the conversation you have, right? You think about the during before my marriage, I went with my wife. We used to discuss there's a life and all the things. Okay, so I think we'll do this one, and the places I will choose her to be because she have never been outside. Okay, when I went during honeymoon, it was very good for her. Like I feel provider, like I'm giving someone a happiness. It felt me, and in that context, let this 1 year will be good to give a sense of happiness, and it will bring closeness. We are close, but the more as of now, I see that you see positive things. Everything is positive. Everything is right. When you travel together, sometimes you don't have better place to live. What was promised, you are not going to get that place. And there is some certain barriers. You plan something, it never happened. And how you are going to that moment will bring more closeness. You understand more. So I feel that this will be a good opportunity or things to bond, understand, and think about one another.
So just you and your wife, no other family members from either side?
Oh, family,
Or
I'm not
maybe
thinking.
sort of not all the time, but
A
still.
few places like I will my father like in India he has traveled more than my wife. My wife has never been to many places. My father like he used to go once a year for a 1 month trip around the country like that. And my mom has traveled very few places. Okay, so I would like to bring my mom. So same. She has never been to South. My father has traveled many times during my college days also. He never came to my college to meet me, but he has been this area several times in North also. But my mom, she goes to a few relatives, and sometimes they are living in different states. She will go and explore things, but she has never been south, and she has never been. So I would like to bring her to show those places. And I have a like I have thought that when I'm settled here in Bangalore, we have everything. So I will bring her for a month, or she will not live more than 1 month because she has been a place that everything is not a tiny apartment. It's a big house. You can go out and people will not like to live in these places. But 1 month, 2 months, she can be. So I want to some places I would like her to be. My grandpa, he's still alive. And he has traveled. He's old now, 65 plus, but maybe his age is more, but as per the birth certificate, what I see, there's no birth certificate for him. But I see, I would like him to be at least come and visit. But I don't know he would like to go or not. But definitely my mom, my father, if I'm not given the opportunity, then still he has been several places. But my mom, I feel that I will bring her some places. I was thinking more intimate about this one to explore with my wife and all. But family wise, I will definitely like to. I still miss my grandma that I never like when I got a new job, right? Started working, had money. I bought saris for them and all the things, but I never took them to places. Like when I got the money to at least to give some gift kind of things. They have everything. They don't need food. They don't need clothes. They have everything. Okay, I can't buy gold and all to them. Now, one thing that I can give them the sense of this ex because in life they are missing this thing. They never go alone, travel. They never had opportunity. So those things, my grandma, she passed away during COVID and second wave of the COVID. So I think my grandpa. But he has been to several places, but I still see that he has missed because it feels like them the foreign place, the because they have never been exposed to that. So definitely, I have planned for my mom, for a few of my buba, what the aunt I can say, my father's sisters, that I will bring him not all together, but for a week, month. In Bangalore to show them, because you know, in Indian context, the father's main success or they work for their kids. Once they have a kid, all their life is everything is gone for them. Now it's all for their kid, and I have seen them that they do everything for their kids, their children's, and they live. They don't enjoy themselves. If they are young and they are not married, they might have done, I don't know what they have done, where they have been. But once they have kid, everything is on them. They can't leave them. They can't have opportunity to go and see. So definitely, I will like my mom, few relatives to come, show some places. It's not very costlier, and bringing is a little cost, but staying and showing them around the n places nearby, it's very easy. But we are just self constraining. I don't have leaves. I can go and unpaid leave also a week, or we have. I can do this one. So, or if I'm my wife, she gets the place and she gets the environment and everything. 1 week I can go with, if she's working, 1 week I can go and give them a place to show them around. One week my wife can go, or we can go together. Like that we can do. And I have plans, but see what happens. Because every plans has some barriers. You think differently. Sometimes you hit the roadblock. But I have this plan to bring my mom.
Okay. That's brilliant. Let's go back to the the philanthropist side of this discussion. So you said that maybe you would like to you see something in your home state or in at home or in the environment you're living in, and there's a problem and you want to provide a solution to it somehow. What could be this one thing that only you could create? And who would actually benefit from it? So you have this abundance of everything. And you want to create something for others, and who would be the beneficiaries of this?
Okay, so before answering this question, I will tell you an incident. So when I got not this company, previous company, when I was hired, the CEO of the company, he used to have a call with all the employees, new joiners, and during COVID, I joined that company. Okay, so he told that he want to like what his philosophy and what he wants to do. He told that when he was growing up, his father was in Gulf. He was working. His father, he was a doctor, and they used to live in I think Dubai or Saudi Arabia in some places. Okay, and every summer or some time they will visit their family home in India, and he will see that so many people will come to him, his relatives. They are not fortunate enough, and they will ask some money. They will ask something from his father, and they used to give them. So the thing is came in his mind that see, if I'm giving money to everyone, it will not be good. I will not have enough to give to
Wow.
everyone. Okay,
Yeah.
so what I will try to give, I will try to educate them, give education, so they will earn themselves, they feel proud. Okay, if I will give someone money, some people are so what you call, they have a proud feeling of self-respect that they will not ask. But you know that their condition is low, and they you need to help them. Okay, somehow they will not ask, but you know. And so he told that it came in my mind. One of us asked that, how you became a entrepreneur and you started this company. So he told this incident. So he used to feel bad about their old relatives, the close relatives. They know them. They are similar of their father's status and all. But still, he used to he see and he said that because of that, it came in his mind. I want to create opportunities. I want to provide jobs. Okay. At that time, people, I'm not giving them money, but they are earning themselves. Okay, and it took me. It got, yeah. He's saying a thing that is really something, and the answer was related to this. I will add to my experience what I will say. So, in front of my house, there was in my village, one guy, like he is my maybe 10 years old, younger than me. Not 10 years, I can say 10 years, maybe I'm 30, 20, 22. And they went out of state to work. Okay, they didn't have a good education. Okay, they worked as a laborer, they worked in a factory, unsafe factory. They are dealing with what you call acids and all their cleaning
The chemical,
equipments,
all the
chemical,
chemicals. Yes, the
yeah.
chemicals.
And because of that, or I don't know, his both kidney got failed,
Oh dear.
and he came home. People were initially people he has to do dialysis every week, or sometimes if in dialysis the water will become more in your stomach, and then you have to do. And I feel that in village, people they used to give, the hospital he used to get this dialysis, the charge was more, but they kept it low. And because of that, he used to survive. Even the people, like someone need to take him to hospital, right? He can't afford ambulance every week, so someone has to keep on his bike and go. And people are so insensitive that He didn't have bike at his home. So my brother used to take him to hospital. And because of that, I see that if he had a better education, okay, he might not have gone to that place and worked. So education, one thing. The industry-wise, I see that if he was working in my state, he had opportunity to come from his workplace to his home. His mother, father might have seen him, his health deteriorating, okay, and he might have, they might have told the sense that don't go to work. He was living far from his parents. He has to have food every day, so that he for that he has to work, and because he got this, so I feel that if the job was near to his work, his home, he might have got this security of home that, yeah, if I'm not earning, my parents will feed me, my brother will feed me. If they are staying far from house, that creates lots of pressure on them. Even if you are sick, you go to work. And because of that, I want to create a, I might have told that I can give that money to everyone. No, I can't. I know that it is not going to work. So I have to give some skills to the people, so that even they are not, they will have skills to work and earn. And in that sense, I feel that if I was given opportunity, I will provide skills to the people. And if a skilled people need to work, there should be, for my people, especially in my state, very less, there is less industry, there is less job opportunity apart from farming. I might be creating industry, not a big industry, but a small industry also is fine to get the life going. Because even sometimes I see that life is hard, and in that sense, I felt. One thing I have heard a lot about waste, that people, they get money and they do a lot of charity. They give to churches, they give to the create a foundation to teach people, go and help. In India, people, they give a lot of money to temples, but in that scenario, they don't give money to the people. Okay, in my village, they are making big temple. Everyone, they are giving money, but during his death, no one came forward even to give every day dialysis money. So I feel that this is very and how I can solve, I can't solve all the problems, but I can solve little things that can help people to not go in that scenario.
So to start bringing this to the close, this is probably now the most difficult question to answer. Let's fast forward. Let's now assume it's the 4th of July, 2026. And you've had this year, you've done what you wanted to do. You've on the one side traveled with your wife within India, around the world. You've seen all the sites that you both want to see. And you've also dedicated part of your time and your experience helping others to cope and solve their own problems, etc. And let us now say it's the 4th of July is when this year comes to an end, and on the 5th of July, 2026, you sit down with somebody, and this person is going to ask you this one question. What changed you most in this year?
Very difficult.
It's an incredibly difficult question, I know. Yeah,
Yeah.
but you've gone through this experience of traveling, helping others, etc. And you know, you sort of you draw the balance sheet, and at the bottom, or profit and loss statement, yeah.
Yeah.
And you come out and say, well, what changed me most this year?
Okay, so the first part, if I'm traveling, and in that sense, I can see, I can say that life can exist without seeing all those places also. If I've seen, okay. If I've not seen, I will desire. I have a desire to see. If I've seen all the explored all the things, I can say that it's not because I have in some places I see that it was in mind and everything. It was so attractive. If you go and feel, I feel that it's the same thing. Okay, so I can say that to a person who has not experienced, I can say that yeah, life can be without seeing all those places. The second part, it's very hard, but I can say that everything cannot be solved, or one person is not enough to solve the problem. Okay, so you have to continue, or I can say that whatever I did, it's just a part. It can fade up, like the impact can become more or fade. With time, it will fade up. That impact will dim with time. So I think a person I'm sitting, I can say those things. Without exploration, life can exist. Everything will move. And whatever you do, there's no, you can't solve anything, everything. So be grateful what I did and what I explored. And even if I have not done, then still the life might have gone the same way.
Powerful answer. Powerful answer. Ritesh, thank you as ever for a very different insight from your Indian perspective. Yeah, it was a, not always an easy question to answer, but thank you for sharing your thoughts and also your experiences and showing us a little bit the you know the insight of what happens in India just based on your own experiences and your family's experiences and values, etc., etc. So so many thanks for that. It was a conversation which I'm going to carry with me for quite some time, actually. And I'm going to be listening to this recording a few times because there's so much depth in your answers that it's thank you. I have to say thank you for these answers that.
I always feel happy in this conversation. I'm able to express my feelings. Everything comes like from heart, what I have experienced and what I think. I think sometimes it depends on where I belong and belong to, and what experience I had. So
Exactly.
thank you, Frank, for this conversation.
Not a problem.